September 10, 1933, how our Lord paid the price in order to purchase His divine will so as to give it to creatures. The swim in the divine volition. The little sea of the soul in the great sea of God. I was following the divine will in its acts, as much in creation as in redemption, how everything had a connection with the human will in order for the divine to have its place. And since many human acts flee receiving the sanctity of the divine act, not giving it the prime place, I thought to myself, how difficult it is that the supreme fiat extends its kingdom in the human acts of creatures, because it seems that they do not even recognize the divine act that flows in them, therefore they neither appreciate it nor give the supremacy owed to it. Rather it seems that the human acts are like a people without a king, without order, and many are enemies of the divine acts that want to give them life, that while it flows in them, they do not recognize it. My God, I said to myself, how can it be that your will could form its kingdom? And my always lovable Jesus, surprising me, all tenderness, drowned by love, as if he had need of an outlet, told me, blessed daughter of my will, and yet there is no doubt. It is more than certain that my volition will have its kingdom in the midst of creatures, as my descent from heaven to earth was certain. Acting as king, I must establish the kingdom of my fiat that man had rejected. Therefore my divinity united to my humanity descended from heaven in order to purchase my divine will for creatures. Every act that I did was a disbursement of the price that was needed and that was given to the divine majesty in order to repurchase what man had rejected and lost. In fact, my every act, pain, tear, and very death on the cross, was nothing other than disbursing the sufficient price in order to purchase my divine will and give it to creatures. Therefore, if the purchase was made, the price disbursed, the divinity accepted it, and the payment concluded with the sacrifice of my life, how could its kingdom not come? Rather you must know that as my humanity operated, suffered, prayed, so my divine fiat descended into the depth of my human acts and formed its kingdom. And since I was the head, the eldest brother of all the human generations, the kingdom passed to my members, and to my younger brothers. Therefore redemption was necessary first, because this had to serve to cultivate the earth of the human wills, to purify them, to prepare them, to embellish them, and make them know how much they cost this man and God, the purchase that he had made of this divine will in order to give it to creatures so that they can receive the grace of being able to receive the great gift of being dominated by my will. If there had not been the redemption first, the disbursement of the price and the preparatory act would be lacking for a good so great. Rather, I tell you that before I descended from heaven, the divinity had decreed the redemption and the kingdom of my will, the one having to serve as disbursement of the other, because it being divine and of infinite value, there was needed a man God who could pay and acquire a divine volition in order to give it again to the one who had lost it. And if this could not be, I would never have moved from heaven in order to come only to redeem. Even more, because I was more interested in restoring the rights of our offended and rejected will, than the redemption itself. And then, I would not have done as God if I placed my creatures in a safe place, and my will I set aside, not giving it the rights owed to it and restoring to it its kingdom in the midst of creatures. Therefore be certain, its time will come. I will arm myself with power and with love, and the hour of triumph of the kingdom of my fiat will sound. And then, they say that I have manifested so many truths about my divine will. Why say them if its kingdom could not come to reign? My long speaking would have been a diversion, or perhaps an individual good. Of course not, of course not. I can say that my speaking was the continuous disbursement that was put forth in order to make known what my will is and that it must come to form its divine kingdom. Therefore be attentive, suffer and pray for a purpose so holy. After this I continued to immerse myself in the divine fiat. I felt the need of entering into its sea in order to take the necessary nourishment so as to nourish and conserve its same will in my soul, the new act that it has, and that also in me feels the need of having its new continued act, its infinite refreshments. Therefore, while I was immersed in its divine sea, my dear Jesus added, Blessed daughter, your little tiny river of my volition enclosed in you, feels the need of plunging itself into the great and immense sea of my will. In fact, for one who lives in my volition, she holds in her littleness the little sea of my volition inside of her, and its immense sea outside of her. And the little one feels the need of plunging herself into the great one in order to always increase her little sea, and this she does every time she wants to do acts in my will. She comes to make her swim in the great one, and while she swims she takes the nourishments, the divine refreshments, our freshness, in a way that she feels all renewed by the new divine life. And since my will has the communicative virtue, it does not let the creature go out of its great sea, until she has been filled even to the brim with new acts of its will. See, therefore, it is awaiting your acts in order to give you its swim and communicate its new prerogatives that you did not possess. And if you knew what it means to take a new swim in the sea of my divine volition, every time one feels reborn to new life, she acquires new recognition of He who has created her, she feels reloved even more by her celestial Father, and rises in new love for Him whom she loves. In sum, she is the daughter who knows her Father, and wants to know Him more, and she does not want to do anything without His will. It is the Divine Father who calls her His daughter in order to keep her together with Him, so as to form of her a model of His. Therefore be attentive and do not let any act escape that does not take possession in my supreme fiat.